Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about identity. Have you become like someone else based on your need for love, affection, or desperation stemming from your past? Do you know who you are? Many times I see young girls get their first crush on a boy and they do not know how to act. They are so insecure in themselves that they become what they think that boy would like, and before you know it, they not only lose their identity, but the boy. What is it about love that we desire to not only be consumed by it, but are willing to lose ourselves in it? Sometimes I'm called upon to counsel or give advice in these matters, and I find that when a person is desperate for love and affection, it is usually because they have been hurt in the past, and in most cases, have lost their identity. Let me explain. When a person has been abused as a child, they have not had time to establish their identity. This means who they are, and therefore, some seek after that which was introduced as love. Their whole concept of acceptance, love, and self was marred by an act that was not their fault, but which will forever affect their lives. They run around trying to please people, trying to fit in, trying to be accepted. In other circumstances, a person willingly gives up their identity in order to feel accepted and loved. They do this based on insecurity, a lack of self, and trust. Trying to be what another person wants you to be is disastrous. Have you ever had a mood swing? You wake up in the morning feeling great, then you burn the toast, step on the cat, and bam, there goes your day. You no longer feel great. Well, if you base your identity on someone else, guess what? You will continually be looking over your shoulder, trying to second guess the other person's mood so that you can morph or become what they want you to be for a particular instant. There's no freedom in that. It is bondage. I find this a lot in domestic violence cases. You know, many times this lack of identity manifests itself in not completing what you started. Whether it's due to a lack of self-worth, this is not important, or the desire for completion is just lacking. I'll get to it later. We all seek approval in some form or another. We all want to know what we are doing is a good job, or that we are loved and accepted. There is a fine line between knowing who you are and seeking to know yourself through the eyes of another person. Have you ever asked yourself, who am I? What are my interests? What are my hobbies? Do I like to do these things just because I like to do these things, or is it to please someone else? Am I an interesting person? Do I have my own opinions? Do I have an identity? There is something about purposing. So write this down, purpose. To do something, planning it out, write down plan, following through by doing, write down do, and finishing, write down finish. Purposing, planning, doing, and finishing defines accomplishment in which we derive satisfaction, which is a mark of success. Look around. What have you started that you haven't completed? Are you too busy trying to please someone else that you have no time for yourself? Have you lost your identity? It's interesting to note that when we first become a Christian, we go around trying to please God in such a way that we volunteer for everything in the church, and we end up getting burnt out, and we keep trying to work for that salvation when it is a free gift. But we do not know how to receive that free gift. We've surrendered our lives to Christ, and so therefore we feel that we have to act and be a certain way. And trust me, there's plenty of people that will point out if you are not acting the way you should. That we find ourselves in bondage. Let's read Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. This text Jesus read in the temple. You see, he came to heal, to free you, to turn your sorrow into joy, to give you beauty for ashes. Our identity is in Christ. In losing ourselves in Him, we gain a greater freedom than we've ever known. We are free to become the person of purpose and destiny that He created us to be. I get excited about these things because it is my entire life. To think that I am completely loved and accepted unconditionally by the Creator of all things is so wonderful to me that I can't articulate it. There's no way that I can work hard enough, volunteer more than I am. There's no way that I can earn this love. I have a greater sense of purpose. My life has meaning. I have accomplished more in my life in Christ than I could have imagined. There are dreams that have been only a glimmer in the horizon of which I had no idea if or how they would come true, but have come to pass. There is a joy and a freedom to explore the things that I enjoy and the liberty to do them. This is probably the most redundant statement, but as I said, I cannot articulate very well what Jesus Christ has done for me, so here goes. There is such a freedom in being set free that it is freeing. You're more than welcome to copy that. In Galatians 2:20 it states, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Some could say that it sounds like bondage. But from experience, I can truly say I know what bondage was, and I know what freedom is. And believe me, I choose freedom. I am a woman of purpose, a woman who plans, does, and finishes what I started. I am satisfied in my accomplishment, and I am successful. All because of the freedom I have found in Christ Jesus. He loves me without measure. He gives me the wisdom, courage, I need to accomplish the wonderful plan for my life that He laid out before time. I am my beloved, and He is mine. This love cannot be marred by anything. He says so in Romans chapter 8, verses 34 through 39. It says, who then will condemn us? Will Christ Jesus? No. For He is the one who died for us and was raised to life for us and is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or cold or in danger or threatened with death? Even the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from His love. Death can't and life can't. The angels can't and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Isn't that great? Read it for yourself. That's Romans 8, 34 through 39. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank You for Your gift of salvation, which allows me the freedom to be me, whom You've created. I love You, Lord. I pray for healing from my past, that I would find my freedom and identity in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com. .com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.